Mi'ilah, Chapter 5, Mishnahs 4 and 5. The Mishnah will in general be dealing with when the temple treasurer is the one who's attempting to steal or misappropriate items belonging to the temple. So, Mishnah 4 begins. Natal Evan, O Korah Shel Hekdesh. If the temple treasurer took a consecrated stone or beam, Harizel Lomo, at that point, if he took it, he has not committed any type of mi'ilah. And the reason is the following. An ordinary person who takes something of Hekdesh that belongs to the temple has automatically committed mi'ilah by transferring it. By lifting a consecrated article, he's taking possession of it. However, in the case of a temple treasurer, the property is under his jurisdiction and his domain. So when something is in his hand, it's considered as if it's with the temple. So when he immediately picks it up to take it, it is not considered stolen yet, or taken, or misappropriated. Nasana l'chaveiro. However, if he gave one of these things to his friend, at that point, huma'al, he has been in violation of the prohibition of mi'ilah, he has misappropriated consecrated items. V'chaveiro lo'mal. However, his friend is not in violation, because once he did it, it's no longer applicable to have a mi'ilah to that item, and his friend is not on the hook for mi'ilah. B'nah b'soch beso. Let's say the temple treasurer built a stone or a beam into his house. Harizel lo'mal. At that point, he has not committed mi'ilah again, because he's a temple treasurer. So while this is in his hands, it's as if it's in the possession of the temple. Ad sh'yudor tachteha b'shavar fruta. Until he actually lives or dwells underneath that part of the house for one pruta's worth. At that point, it's considered as if he stole from the temple and he has done mi'ilah. Natal pruta shel hekdesh. Let's say the temple treasurer took a consecrated pruta. Harizel lomo. He has not committed mi'ilah. Again, because when it's in his hand, it's still as if it's in the hand of the temple. Nasan l'chaveiro, but if he actually took it and gave it to his friend, at that point, humal, he has committed mi'ilah, he has committed the misappropriation of money belonging to the temple, v'chaveiro lom, however, his friend has not. Nasan l'balon, let's say he gave it to a bathhouse owner. Afal pishal l'rachatz, well, let's say he did not get any benefit from giving it to the bathhouse owner, he did not even use the bathhouse. Mal, he has still, nonetheless, done the prohibition of mi'ilah. Why is that? Because Shehu Omerlo, because the bathhouse attendant says to him, you gave me the money, Harizel Merchatz Pesucha Hikanes or Chot. Because the bottom line is, now that he's paid, in theory he can go in. So even though he actually does not go in and get benefit from it, because in theory he can, it's as if he's gotten benefit, and therefore as if Mila has taken place. That is the end of Mishnah 4. Mishnah 5, Achilaso V'Achilas Chavero. So his own consumption and the consumption of his fellow. So what's the case here? So the Mishnah cannot be dealing with a case when two people independently eat half a pruta's worth of consecrated food. Rather, the Mishnah's case has to be is where one individual takes a full pruta's worth of consecrated food, but he himself eats part of it and he gives part of it to his friend. Hanayasov vanayas chavero. He gets benefit and his friends get some benefit. Achilasov vanayas chavero. Or he eats part of it, and his friend gets benefit from it. Haniyaso v'achilas chaver, or he gets some benefit from this item, and his friend eats part of it. So the Mishnah is teaching us something interesting. If he was the one who took it, if one person took this pruta, the minimum amount that you can do for mi'ilah, but he himself did not get benefit from the whole thing, or he split the benefit, or he split the eating of the item, the Mishnah tells us that mitzdarfen zemzeh, even though two different people ate to form the pruta, in this case, they do combine to cause the first person to have liability, the person who actually took it. And now the Mishnah adds, v'afilu lizman meruba, even if it took a while for them to eat a pruta's worth, or it took a while for them to get a benefit of pruta's worth, nonetheless, in these cases, it does add up to be considered mi'ilah, misappropriation, on the person who actually took the item.